Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 4, we were about to finish with verse 18. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom finishes that and presents the plan of salvation today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And Nebuchadnezzar, in all his lostness, knows that Daniel has the spirit of the holy gods in him. Now, you know, his theology isn't right because there's only one God, not many gods. And later, when he's saved, he says, the Most High God. But without realizing it, Nebuchadnezzar is telling Daniel that the only answer to his dilemma is with God Almighty, and you're the man to tell it. Now, sometimes you'll hear of a man who's been known for preaching the gospel, and he falls into immorality, and it hits the news wires and the networks, and they announce it. And they may almost announce it gleefully, and they enjoy telling the downfall, but that happens to men every day. So why would they report something that happens every day in this society? It's because it's still understood that it's wrong. And that when you start talking about being associated with the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no way you should be involved at all in immorality, and you don't deserve that position. But what a 30-year testimony that Daniel has earned this type of trust. As Nebuchadnezzar has observed him for 30 years, now he says, hey, Daniel, you're right with God. You are a godly man. Now, by the way, be it a pastorate, a Sunday school class, a family, your position, God didn't give or allow it to us because of our greatness. Rather, what we have is for God's glory. He can change all our circumstances in a moment of time. My friend, I can be removed from being a pastor and from this radio broadcast very quickly, within a day. God could take away my voice. He could strike me dead. And so, whatever He's given needs to be for His glory. And do you realize that? That you were created to glorify God. Now, my friend, if there's one thing in this life that we can be sure about, it's this, that life is brief. That is why today is the day for unbelievers to be saved and for the believers to serve the Lord, because tomorrow is the day when idle men work. Tomorrow's the day when fools repent. Tomorrow is Satan's today. Satan doesn't care what good resolutions you form, only if you decide you're going to do it tomorrow. Now, those who choose to live in sin, although they know better, will find that the way of the transgressor is hard. Not only is their judgment waiting ahead, they face a lifetime of trouble and heartache in the meantime. You see, sin brings trouble for the Christian, whether it's immediate or eventual. For the unsaved, it brings it throughout all eternity. Now, my friend, you're not prepared to live until you're prepared to die. And you're not prepared to die until you're prepared to meet God. And you're not prepared to meet God until you meet and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your God and Savior. My friend, do you know that if you die today, that heaven is your home? The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And friend, that includes you and it includes me. We're all sinners. I don't sin and become a sinner. I sin because I am a sinner. We're told that the wages of sin is death. Final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire, where there's no escape and no ceasing to exist. For the wages of sin is death. The wages, what we've earned, what we have coming to us, is to go to hell. And every man born into this world has earned that. Even though he's born with a sin nature, he's earned it. But the gift, not what we earn, but a gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, for a gift to be ours, it must be received. As John 1:12, Jesus said, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." My friend, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners just as we are, Christ died for us." Isn't that great? We don't have to get good enough for Christ to accept us. The Lamb of God died for us just as we are. He paid for our worst sins. He paid for all our sin. And then we go to Romans 10:9. It says there that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart the man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, my friend, with the heart man believes. What is it we believe? Well, we believe that Jesus Christ, who was virgin born, therefore did not have a sin nature, who was Almighty God, who dwelt in eternity past, and that all things that were made with him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And God, who's a spirit, come to this earth, come upon Mary, and took upon him flesh, thereby becoming the Son of God. He lived 33.5 years, and then he died on a cruel cross for you and for me. Friend, that cruel cross, he paid for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. And believing that, it says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." So many times people cut off after believeth. But the Bible doesn't cut off there. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." In other words, Christ is the righteous. And so you want his righteousness in you. And to do that, you're turning to him, knowing that he's going to cleanse you by the blood, his precious blood, and he's going to take your sin away. Oh, my friend, don't be deceived by those that are out there today that says, "Look, just continue to live as you've lived. Don't worry about turning from sin. Go ahead and continue to drink, continue to do this, continue to do that. Just say these magic words, 'Jesus, come into my heart.'" You see, as a sinner, I realize that I can't overcome my sin. But I also know that Jesus can take the sins from me. That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 11, speak of those that were effeminate, that is, homosexuals, perverts, that abused themselves of mankind, those that were drunkards, thieves, things that were addictions for them. They couldn't overcome them, and they were washed and they were cleansed from them, not by psychology, not by psychiatry, but by the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, when Christ takes something away, it's taken away. There's an alcoholic group that says, "Even if I haven't drunk for 40 years, I'm still an alcoholic." But when God takes it away, you're no longer an alcoholic. You're God's child. And he can do that. And that's a heart of the heart belief. And if you're not willing to believe him about that, then you're not ready for salvation. He can take your sin away, forgiven. Oh, how bow, how low we go. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace. God will save you, my friend. And if you're willing for Him to come into your life as your God today, you'll give Him your heart and you're willing for Him to take your sin away. Call upon Him to save you right now, won't you? Why not, right where you are, right now, bow your head and pray this prayer with me, asking Christ for salvation. Say, Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross for my sin and died for me. I believe that 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Please cleanse me of my sin and save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it. Then write us and let us know. I would also encourage you to call the pastor at your local Fundamental Independent Baptist Church. If you don't have one, look in the yellow pages for Fundamental Independent Baptist. Call them up and tell them of the decision that you've just made. But then write us. Our announcer will be giving you our address here in just a few moments. And let me send to you a booklet that I've written titled Building Blocks. This booklet will instruct you on how to grow in your new Christian life. It'll teach on how to pray, how to study your Bible to get more out of it, what you ought to do as a Christian. It'll teach you things about doctrine, some very basics about Bible doctrine. And the things it'll show will help you for years to come in your Christian growth and life. Just write us and say, Brother Andy, I asked God to save me listening to your broadcast today. Or you might write and just say, Brother Andy, I'm already saved, but I'd like to have the Building Blocks booklet. I will use it to disciple someone else. And if you'll do that, then I invite you to write us for the booklet. And I'm the kind that don't mind that if people make copies of my booklet and use it to help others. You can make copies of it. I don't mind. We don't do this for money. As a matter of fact, this is a radio ministry that does not gain money. We lose money. We support this ministry through the offerings and tithes of our local church, Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida. And my friend, this ministry, nobody receives a salary for the Lamp and Light broadcast. So therefore, in sending you a booklet, I'm not trying to get money out of you because we don't charge you anything. I want you to grow personally in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.